The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, being down now for the last hour here on ESPN 97.5. And then we head into the press box. And then we got Josh, and then we got the Blitz coming your way here on the show. Astros, 2:35 today, first pitch on TBS. Hey, I'm with them. The day before, the Astros win it. The Astros won 5-2. They scored a run. Brantley scored a run on a bullet that Correa hit to short with the drawn in infield. And Brantley scores on that. They never showed a replay. We were all like, how in the hell? Brantley's not that fast. How did Brantley get home on that? And TBS never showed a flipping replay. I was like, come on, guys.
Now, TBS, they're not even that new to playoff baseball anymore, but they were the Braves superstation, right? So they should have some experience now. There's changeover all the time, but they should have some experience covering baseball and showing baseball games.
Yeah, and yeah, no. And I think this is where Ernie started too, right?
I don't know Ernie's career path, but TBS has brought, since I was a kid, I've seen Braves games on TBS.
But all of those carries are gone?
They're all gone.
Yeah. And do they still have the Braves on?
I don't think so.
I think
the Braves
either.
Are probably like on Fox Sports South or something,
right.
Whatever it might be.
Right. They're AT&T, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
So they don't do it anymore. This is like Fox doing golf.
Was their coverage really bad?
Their coverage was not acceptable. And they just said this year they just unprecedented. A couple of months before the Open, they just said, we're not doing it. And I was like, what?
So what's the Open going to be on, or was it on?
It was on NBC, I think.
Okay,
NBC picked it up.
Yeah, I don't know. But they have done the playoffs in the past. It's not like this is their first time doing it. So maybe that they've always been bad. I don't remember watching a lot of Astros games on TBS though.
No.
Fox. I remember Astros games being on.
I'm not a big, oh, this guy sucks at broadcast or whatever. You know, whatever. It's who's doing it. They're not great. It's not great. But it's the basics that you're like, hey, we want to see. I was the ball flying out. That homer by Pinder, yes. And a couple of homers. Well, first Lance in game one was like, really? He threw up his arms and he went, really? That ball got out of here? What the hell kind of plays am I pitching in here? During the day, that stadium, that ball is just flying out. Now, Urquidy was way too high in the zone. You've seen curveballs that oh my gosh, that is just a meatball. You're throwing a beach ball up there to that dude and just crushing it. And he did throw a couple of those, but even his fastball was up, riding up in the zone. Some guys couldn't catch up, but other guys were just crushing it. Man, you got to keep stuff around the knees when it's in, especially there. That was like, oh my goodness, you're throwing batting practice.
Yeah. And all that being said,
should have kept him in.
Yeah. We're one Josh James. Well, unfortunately, it wasn't just one inning. It was one inning plus. The Astros probably are waiting for the Yankees or Rays right now. Up 7-4, and Dusty does something that the entire city knew that he shouldn't have done. I say Dusty, but Brent Strom is there too.
Yeah.
You allow Josh James to come out for a second inning, and everything went downhill from there.
Oh, my God. He just got – and I know Pinder's was it. That was a chinchy homer. I mean, that was so chinchy for that to get out. But it did. And you're like, oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? That was very AJ eight outs to go. That was very eight outs to go.
It's funny that Dusty talked about not letting the A's off the mat. From sound we played after the game too, when saying, we want to close them out what would have been yesterday because we are worried about what they can do. And he made a decision that makes this series a thing again.
Yeah.
They put up the five spot, all the momentum after Josh James got them out. He got a double play, I think. And there, he gets out of the inning and let him leave some positive feelings.
Yeah.
No, let's roll him out there one more time. And now we're hoping Javier can give you five or six. And you can piece together a bullpen win. And hopefully the bats have shown up all through the series. So hopefully that's a thing again today.
Well, the good news is that Hendricks probably isn't available today.
Yeah.
He pitched three innings. Only 37 pitches, though. But he still pitched three innings. There's a lot of warm-ups. There's a lot of – I would think he's not available today. But you know what? They're in a must-win situation again. So, it's probably still all hands on deck. And Hendricks, if your arm falls off, your arm falls off.
Yeah, we just won't see you in game five.
I just want to see Pettit again. That dude has been throwing BP. 8 pitches yesterday. A third of an inning, 3 runs. Love him. That dude is awesome. I got to just see him. He's their first guy off the bench, and the Astros have just been lighting him up.
Yeah, I wonder if they decide, maybe not today for you. But that game is at 2:35 today, an hour earlier than yesterday, right?
No, yesterday was 2:32.
It was 2:32. Okay, Monday was a 3:30 game, right? Okay, so, I think I'm with you. I think they win, and then they just wait. We have a comfortable couple hours before the Cougs and Tulane. Should be I'm looking at a good day in Houston sports.
2:30. Hopefully it'll be over around 6. Get to the Cougs game. 6:30 kickoff, and let's go. And more Coors Lights.
Well,
and
of course,
Coors Lights on the way there.
Of course. Who are you going with?
Don't worry, we got a ride.
No, I know you
Black
said
Horse
that.
Limo.
Justin's helping you out.
Yep.
I'm actually, as much as I make the jokes about the Cougs because of your love for them, your undying love, I'm excited to watch them play. I want to see what they have. See what Dana saw in Clayton Tune, and he's been the unquestioned starter. Right, there hasn't been really a battle at all in camp. So we'll see what that new roster looks like, because people are going to be paying attention. They have a couple things going for them as far as attention-wise. They haven't played a game yet. People are like, okay, the Cougars are actually going to finally play. They're one of those teams in the American where people aren't sure about. They think they may be able to compete. And with UCF losing and Memphis already losing the game, who knows how wide open the conference is. And you also have people remembering, this is a team who decided to redshirt a season. Now people called it tanking. He got a lot of negative stuff over it. People want to see, you decided to sit King and others. Let's see what it was all about. I'm excited to see what that roster looks like.
Yeah, I am too. You know what? And Dana talked about it yesterday. He said, he's got 5 starters back in his defensive backfield, and only 3 of them are actually going to on the field because the other guys are just better. We talked about this. They've got transfers that sat last year that were much better players than he had on the field.
Is that long-haired kid still in the 2-deep? I don't remember his name. I don't know if he's a mid kind of linebacker safety hybrid type.
With the reddish hair?
He just had long locks out of his helmet.
Yeah, he's the kid that Dana said was his – what was he? What did he call him? His monster? And he's been able to move inside because they've got another guy that's going to be roaming.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
I just remember him because of the hair. Clayton Tune's your starter. You have Carr and Kyle Porter as your running backs. So that's a veteran group right there. In fact, your top 3 are all seniors, so you don't have to worry about inexperience at running back.
No, I'm telling you, they're going to be better.
Keith
no.
Corbin, Stevenson, they got a lot of experience at their skill positions. So hopefully that plays into being ready to go. A lot of guys with their last shot, although eligibility-wise, you can come back because of what the NCAA rule. But you got a lot of guys who played a lot of football at your skill positions. Hopefully, and if Tune can get them the football, they should put up points.
You're thinking of Grant Stewart, I think.
Who's now a double zero.
Yeah.
Or a zero. I don't think his on the depth chart it has him as double zero, but I don't think you can even. I think he can only be zero, but who knows? Yeah, I think that's the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're thinking of Grant Stewart. He said he was able to move him. So, Tim said, yeah, Grant Stewart. Look at Tim. Tim also said that. Yeah, he's a good player. So we're going tonight. Tim, are you going tonight? Let's go. Come with us. Let's go. Who wants to go see the Cougs tonight?
And 25% capacity for is that the state of affairs for the school today or yep. tonight? But yeah, I don't know if tickets are still available. Hopefully, if they are, go. I mean, your Cougar. This team has been ready to play for over a month, and they finally get to play a football game.
You'll be able to find tickets.
Okay. Well, if you
there or secondary market,
certainly. So if you want to do something on a Thursday night, the weather's going to be pretty nice, I believe. Watch the Astros in the afternoon. Go watch the Cougs and watch a team who really wants to play a football game. They finally get the opportunity. And there's some talent on that team. A lot of names you probably don't recognize because they didn't play last year. So I don't think you're going to see a 4-8 football team.
No,
they're not. They don't have. They have more. Way more talent.
I'll tell you this though. Honestly, there are a lot of easier teams in the Big 12 to play than a lot of teams in the American.
Yeah. It's a good conference.
It's a good conference.
I mean
between and. Tulsa was a joke. They're not a joke anymore.
Yeah,
Memphis is good. Cincinnati's a top 10 team. What are they ranked now?
I'll look. We were kind of live texting that Tulsa game, and I was talking about their coach because they were in it, but they continued to do dumb things. And then the next time they come on the radar, they go down to UCF and win. For whatever reason, they own UCF. I think it's 4 in a row they've beaten them.
Really?
Yeah, they beat them last year too. For whatever reason, Tulsa, and since the UCF and Tulsa play consistently, Tulsa's kind of own that matchup for whatever reason. So they won their SMU's 4-0. It's funny. The Cougs haven't played a game, and SMU's already 4-0.
I know.
Beating Memphis last week at home. So it's a good conference. And Cincinnati as well, who's kind of off the radar right now because I think their best opponent was – it was a top 25 matchup, but they smacked Army around.
And how unfair – I mean, there's nothing fair about it, but, I mean, what an advantage SMU has. Playing all these games already, having all of this and this momentum and playing well, and you know you're against a team. Well, they're not playing them this week, but the Cougs haven't even hit the field yet.
No, Cincinnati's 11th in the country. They beat Cincinnati. I mean, they beat Army 2 weeks ago, and they beat South Florida last week, and they have Tulsa. They have to go to Tulsa, so it's not a sure thing for Cincinnati considering what Tulsa played like this past Saturday.
What's BYU?
Yeah, that's the other game. All of a sudden, the Cougars' schedule
is
pretty rough. BYU is 15th in the country right now.
They're playing great.
They're smacking teams around. They have UTSA at home this week. UTSA's not been awful this year, but that should be a win.
That'll be a crush.
A blowout. And then they come here. That's a Friday night. So the Cougs play tonight, and then they have BYU.
And next Friday, we're going to be out there.
They have a good quarterback. That game was originally supposed to be in Provo, but now it's here. And it's going to be a challenge. That's an older team, big, strong team. And they have a really good quarterback. So the Cougs, I won't call it a tune-up because Tulane beat them last year, so it's more than that for Houston. But then they're right in it. Top 15 team coming to town in just over a week. So it's going to be a good couple of games.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you want to talk about the JJ, you want to talk about the Astros, come on. Let's go, 713-780-3776.
Rooted, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
If the Rays and Yankees go five, that really messes up their number one starter. Look, they've got to use Cole. So that's advantage. If the Yankees get their advantage Astros, that Cole won't be available for game one Sunday night. But the Rays have three number one starters. Right now, it'll project to Charlie Morton pitching game one against the Astros.
Are you more fearful of
the Rays
pitching depth than the Yankees hitting?
Yeah. I mean, because you can possibly out look at what the Rays are doing. Of course, the Astros don't have the Rays staff, so it's not like I guess maybe they can eke out some runs against the Rays, I guess. That lineup, Aaron Judge sucks, though, so I mean,
I would like to.
Jose Altuve is better in the two hole right now.
And he's, yeah, he was good yesterday. Really good. I want to see the Yankees because I feel like the there's the boogeyman. We're the boogeyman for the Yankees. And is, you know how much pressure they will put on themselves to win a series? Fine, we got the Astros, and they'll think on even ground. They can't be cheating now, although there's no proof in 19 that the Astros did anything. I want them. I think the Astros are in the Yankees' head. Tampa's probably not that thrilled with the Astros either because we remember in Game 5, not that the Astros are cheating, that they got off to a good start, and then eventually, I guess the kid was tipping his pitches, and then they figured it out, and he kind of settled down, but the Astros jumped out to a big lead early, and it was like, okay.
Poor Glasnow.
We jumped out to a big lead, and all the drama was really gone from the game.
Well, they didn't do anything after that.
Yeah.
After that big inning. Nothing. And ended up winning. No, I think, I don't know, either one of those. If you want to know, the Rays are a monster. There's a reason they were 40-20. They're really, really good. You don't fear that lineup nearly as much.
And you don't have to be.
But they still are efficient offensively.
They're good.
They're good.
They don't have the advantage of playing the Astros in Tampa.
It ain't the A's rotation, though. I mean, the A's rotation is not.
No.
And their lineup isn't all that. Yeah, they got a bunch of, man.
We walked in kind of being weirded out, or not weirded out, but we didn't want to see the A's in Oakland. But I think we both felt better about playing them in L.A. just because it's not Oakland, and that the Astros hit well in L.A., and that's continued to be proven to be the case. Yeah, but the A's as a whole, they weren't the favorite to win the division beforehand. Now the Astros had injuries and awful hitting, but man for man, the Astros are a better ball club. They just didn't show that in the regular season. I think it's kind of played out. I don't want to go back to it, but man, this is a sweep if not for two innings of Josh James.
Yeah. If it wasn't for two innings of Josh James. Yeah. Cole could go twice if he pitches Friday, but both would have to be on 3 days rest or once and maybe a bullpen spot. No, they'll put him in twice. They'll pitch him on 3 days rest. And if they go seven against the Astros, you'll see Cole starting twice. There's no question. Yeah, and on 3 days rest. Oh, well, it's the postseason, Cole. You'll get over it. Guess what? You had a shortened season. You can pitch. Go. Get out there. I don't think, quite frankly, I don't know how they beat. This could go five, though. This could go five. Who are they throwing tonight? Tonight they got Tampa. It's Ryan Thompson against Jordan Montgomery. So it's not like it's Charlie or Glasnow. It's, you know. And the Astros are still undecided who they're throwing. It's got to be Javier, although they might do an opener.
Yeah, and we've heard about Greinke's issues, but I saw something come across to say that he could be available today. It didn't say to start, but it said he could be available for today's game.
Greinke might be?
Yeah, I saw that. He could be available. So,
Frankie Montas, right-hander. How's he do against our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State? We'll have to figure that out. Well, whatever. You got to hit him. You got to hit today. Man, I'll tell you what, two overs, and then game two was 5-2. But that ball there flying out and the rotation that the Astros are coming up with, we got to look on my bookie and take the over today.
Well, apparently James Click was on with our good buddy Sean earlier this morning. Said yesterday was a great day. He felt really good. We're optimistic about him. They still won't announce a starter yet, but
ooh.
But he felt good yesterday, apparently.
Well, do you start him or do you bring him in and try an opener or try Javier for a few innings and then bring Greinke in?
What do we know about Greinke in relief?
Well, what's the difference?
Well,
you just warm up and then come in when you come in.
Well, you say that, but pitchers are finicky. What do we know about him as a guy who doesn't start games?
I don't know how much relieving has he done in his life.
So, I mean, we
but know. But here's the deal: is okay. And by the way, we might save him if you start Javier. You throw Blake out there. If you're in the game, and those guys have given you innings, then you put Greinke in there and say, okay, go win it. Take these last four innings. You know, you don't have to rely on him for, give me 97 pitches. Now all you got to do is go out there and give me whatever you can. And if you can eat up a couple, three innings, Cranky, that would be awesome.
In a perfect world where you could just insert him into a game, I would agree with you. I just don't know what that guy, or it's not even specific to him.
Yeah, but
what he's like, what he wants, does he feel like he can come in the middle of a game, not in the middle of an inning, but start right. of an inning, middle of a game, and be effective?
But then, two, don't forget, this is not his normal schedule. He would have thrown 2 days ago, rested yesterday. He was throwing yesterday.
I'm not knocking your process. I just don't know what they know about him as a guy who's comfortable doing that. Is he a guy who wouldn't take to that well? Because we don't have much. We don't know about him as a reliever. I'm trying to figure out how much he did, or any of that in his past stops in the playoffs.
I would imagine Zach Greinke has not done that ever. I don't know.
So do you want to?
Why not
do something new?
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. You know what? Let's go. Just you know what? This is the playoffs. We need you as where we need you. I'm sure Zach Greinke would go, okay, all right, whatever. Zach Greinke don't give a rat's ass. Zach Greinke, he's probably, is it the start of the game? Is it not? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't care. Just give me the ball.
I hope so. I hope that would be the case if they went that way, but baseball is all so particular about what roles people have. You just can't roll in there and do it. He's a starter. He's a starter. He can't do that. He's got to start. So we'll see. But we don't even know if he's available. I just know James Click was on this morning and said yesterday was a good day for him. So we'll see.
Yeah. See, the whole thing is highly unusual. So maybe our man Zach Greinke can throw today. That would be totally sweet. Totally sweet if Zach Greinke can go today. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN,
what's up next, John?
Throw some, make some. Is there any shade to throw today?
I mean, aren't people feeling pretty good? I mean, it's not a great thing to feel good about someone losing their job, but people got their wish.
Should we pile on or should we, you know?
It's up to the people.
Pile on Jack Easterby.
It's up to the people who they want to throw shade
at. Well, that's true. We can't decide what shade it is.
But if we're telling you it's that time of the week, so come strong. Don't be weak. Don't have that weak D like Eric.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you.
Throw some shade.
Throw
that
shade.
That time of the week.
Make some shade. 713-780-3776.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. You know what time it is. Let's go. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number. If you would like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and do what, Del?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
Did you hear that? It's Throw Shade Thursday, and it's brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com. 713-780-3776. First up is Brian. Let's get him in here. What do you say, Brian?
Hey, guys. Man, I'm from Lake Charles, and I just want to throw some shade at Hurricane Delta. On a serious note, I hope it's enough shade to push that thing east or weaken it or something. Lake Charles does not need any more of this, so I'm throwing shade at Hurricane Delta.
All right.
Throw some shade.
I like it. Screw you, Hurricane Delta. You know what, Louisiana? Don't need that. They don't need you, Hurricane Delta. That's some shade right there. Art wants to throw some shade. What do you say, Art?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, my shade's going to be at the Oakland Athletics. They keep hiding that lady, Mike Byers. It's time to put that girl on the mound and face the music. Let's get these sticks out. Let's bang them up. Hey, shade thrown, bitches.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
That's an insult to girls. Girls are braver than Mike Fires. Kind of insulting, don't you?
Are you refuting?
I'm not refuting. I just said it's insulting to women, to girls and women, because there are a lot of girls that are braver.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Yeah. Yeah. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mi hijo?
Juanito G, bring back Raheezy. Davidcito!
Davidcito!
Para tres, gentlemen. Good morning. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to Michael Carrera for finally putting my boy Davidcito on the show. That's what we're talking about, man. I got two quick shades. My first shade is to the Houston Texans. It took you this long to realize the cancer in the locker room. I mean, we just got to look forward and just be we're just happy, but we still have to realize our errors of our ways. And my second shade is to Lazy J Liver. Man, dude, you're so weak, bro. I'm never inviting you out to drink ever again. You weak, bro. Just like Eric C.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Mm. Well, let's bring Lazy J in with that weak-ass liver. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G, R.I.P. Raheel? Damn. Hey, buddy. No, I got that question for you. Hey, man, why were we so rude last week when you answered the phone? When I was calling in for my throw shade, bro.
Because I had to
you didn't say thank you for calling. Well, you didn't say none of that.
Well, I'm not going to thank you for calling. I had other people to answer.
You're a horrible intern.
I'm not an intern. That's the whole point.
Is that how you teach them?
No.
Is that how you teach
them? Okay. Did the intern who answered the phone thank you for calling?
This week, yes. Absolutely.
He didn't thank you for calling. Throw your shade.
Yes, thank you for calling.
No one thanks you for anything.
Okay, I got two quick shades this week. My first shade this week is going to be to all the people that have those ringers or that Vivid door, those ringing doorbells. If you don't want me, I'm a FedEx delivery driver. If you don't want me to ring that doorbell, please put something there because I'm finna ring it. I'm about to ring it two or three times to let you know that a black man is coming to your door to drop off a package, you know, because I don't want no complaints. And my second complaint is to La Raza. Hey, bro, you got me in trouble. My girl made me sleep on the couch all week. I fell asleep in the shower when I got drunk. I passed out. Hey, man, throwing shade at you, bro. No more. I'm not drinking no more with you, bro.
Mm.
I'm going to stay home and be a happy husband, bro.
Mm. Mm. Throwing shade because you fell asleep in the shower? Okay.
Because you couldn't handle your liquor?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
We're just acknowledging it. We're not refuting it.
A weak L.
Apparently, La Raza was not wrong.
No. He's got a weak L. Tony, what's going on, Tone?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to throw shade at Mr. Charlie Polillo for making the Astros lose yesterday because on his show yesterday, he had claimed, he basically came out and admitted that he wanted the series to extend to the full four or five games. And because of that, you know, he put bad juju on the Astros. So, Charlie, take your ass back to New York and please bring back Barry
Laminack,
shade from.
Throw some, make some shade.
Nice. Yeah, I heard that too, and I was a bit distressed as well.
What was his reasoning?
Because he wants more baseball.
He's got
screw that.
He's got an ALCS to get ready for.
Yeah, you
the
got
Astros
plenty of baseball
yesterday.
Coming your way.
What are you talking about?
You want this over with? You want to be rested? You want to have your rotation set up? Come on, Charlie. I'm with you, brother. 713-780-3776. Throw some, make some shade. White man? Is this
it's
white?
Probably white magic.
Oh, white magic. What up, white magic?
Hey, what's going on, guys? just a real quick shade at Gal Media. The Texans fired Bill O'Brien for ruining the roster and organization, and Gal Media still hasn't fired AJ for ruining the roster and the organization. Thanks.
I
saw that one
shade.
Coming a mile away. As soon as he said what the Texans did, I was like, all right.
That's beef. That's long time beef now. When did they go at it on the it was
years.
On this show.
I think it started. No, it came over here, but it started on their show, maybe on Twitter or something. I don't
know. Oh, yeah. And then, but then AJ had to run in here, they were going to fight.
It came on here, yeah.
It got uncomfortable.
Well, for you, I enjoyed it all.
Well, no, you do. You love uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, if a guy wants to fight a guy, he wants to fight him.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Robert wants to throw some, make some shade. What up, Robert?
What up, guys? Real quick, going to throw some shade at Kyle McNair. Could have got a couple first-round picks for D-Hop, like all the other going really good receivers brought in, but instead he was more worried about a good rehoming place for him that he would like and fitted him well. So throw some shade there for no draft picks that are worth anything, and we got whoever we got for him. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Make some shade.
Thank you.
You can't underestimate the value of finding your new or your old receiver of forever home. That's what Kyle did.
He did. Well, and now our players, here's the thing. Our players going to want to come here because they know that the Texans will place them in a nice home.
Yeah, we're just going to be a great fostering type of atmosphere for players.
Are you refuting his shade?
No, I'm not. I'm acknowledging what he said, but I'm answering yours. Mm. I think players will come here and think to themselves.
I have a feeling. Hey, look what the Texans will do for you.
I mean, maybe I can't get there right now, get to my favorite place right now, but the Texans will get that done for
me. They'll trade you away for nothing and get just to make sure you're getting a good place.
Yeah. What a great organization.
What a dumbass. Tommy is here. What up, Tommy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Tommy Stark. Hey, in light of the firing of Bill O'Brien, I wanted to throw shade at the NFL as a whole and hopefully the Texans as well. For continuing to hire these terrible regurgitated coaches like Adam Gase and Matt Patricia, you know, these coaches are like those girls who are like a 4 out of 5, but they're always DTF, you know. It's almost like putting on a wet shoe with no socks. It's just nasty. Mm. Throw some shade.
Mm. Make some shade.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Matt Patricia's first head coaching job in the NFL, first Bill O'Brien head coaching job.
Adam Gase is right about, though.
Adam Gase said.
And you're refuting, by the way.
I'm not refuting.
Yes, are.
I'm just clarifying.
That's a refute.
That's not refuting.
You broke the rules.
I agree. It's like putting putting wet shoes on with no socks. That is gross.
That's nasty. Yeah.
That is nasty. Tony. Another Tony is here. What up, Tony?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I want to make some shade against two things. One is very tired of certain ESPN announcers on TV that are all about the Yankees and even having to listen and go, oh, the 10-5, 2 home runs. Yeah, Astros won 9-5, had 4 home runs, and they're better. And then the Yankees lost, and then the Astros won again with more home runs and still nothing. So, Mr. You-Know-Who-Berg and everyone else, you stink. And you're terrible, and the Yankees are going to lose. And then I also want to throw some shade against Mr. Bill O'Brien. Thank God that you're gone. Hated you. Hated you, and you're gone now. And the proof in the pudding that everyone is happy is that Bill O'Brien gets thrown away, and the Astros' bats light up. Even the other sports teams were happy to see Bill O'Brien go. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
Thank you, Tony. Next up, 7378037 76. Aaron, what's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's up, boss? I like to throw some, make some shade. I don't know, man. It's probably my fault, but I want to throw some shade to Rob Gronkowski. I picked him up in fantasy football thinking I was going to get a steal. Dog, he hasn't shown up. I don't know. I don't know if him and Tom Brady got the relationship anymore, but yeah, there's my shade.
Shade.
O.J. Howard is now out with an Achilles, so maybe your team will get better. Maybe he'll get some more
maybe
targets.
Maybe Gronk will be better.
Yeah, because Tom Brady lost the top guy.
Well, we appreciate your
fantasy football
shit. Yeah, I guess. Chuck. What up, Chuck?
Yeah, I just want to throw some shade at my calendar. I'm driving to work this morning, and I keep hearing Rappin' Dad and all that, and I said, it must be a holiday show. And so I started checking my phone to make sure I don't have the day off. It threw me off. I thought we had the day off today with it being a holiday.
No, every show's a holiday show.
I am throw some.
Hey, welcome
some
to the
shade.
Show, Chuck.
Yeah, that's just And listen, as long as Lance is going to sing, we'll just do that all. We'll do that for 3 hours while he's here.
You hover above. Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll do that. If Lance is going to sing, it just gives us material for shows and shows to come.
We can replay that stuff. It's replay value when Lance
sings.
It's
unbelievable. Yeah. All right. That's like a platinum album. Because we play it that much. That's how many sales it gets.
That's true. He's going to get a plaque.
David, throw some, make some shade.
What's going on, fellas? I got two. I want to throw one in Josh Trench, Trash Can James. I don't know why he's still on the roster. And the second, most importantly, is for Grinke. I think he's butthurt because he didn't get a start. And I would be suspect about that arm. Shade, throw him. I'm throw some, make some shade.
That's okay. That's Throw Shade Thursday right here on ESPN 97.5. Well done, people. You brought it today. You got any shade, Del?
No. I mean, I've talked enough about Dusty Baker's decision. I don't want to pile on.
No.
But, I mean, the series should be over. That's all. But I don't want to get in on him.
I just want to finish this up. But I want to throw some shade at Kyle. Please don't ever say that again, that we put him in a good home.
This is the reason they keep him off of interviews.
I get it. 6'10". Look, we'll get Kyle in here. And that's Cal, by the way. And he'll explain it. We did find out that Jack Easterby is going to, help find the GM, and then he's going to go back to his position.
Okay. Hope right. So.
But you know what now, Kyle? Now Jack Easterby is a reason that a lot of people won't come here. Really good football people, because they're wary of Jack Easterby and what Jack Easterby has done and how he's climbed through the organization. And then you saying stuff like you put DeAndre Hopkins in a good home is, please. Yeah, you're right. Don't do any more interviews.
Just
please.
That was your one, because it's a...
Is it knowledge power?
That's what I've been told.
Knowledge is power.
Well, know what you don't know.
Yeah. And whoever is running the Texans PR, keep Cal.
Yeah. No.
Off the radio and off television.
Yeah. Don't ever tell him that somebody wants to do an interview with them, with him. Because it just...
You think they keep these requests away from him?
Yeah.
Because he would be more than happy to just hop on anything, but
no,
they don't tell him about him?
Just bring him a puppy and he'll be happy.
He'll just send that puppy someplace, too. That's what he does. He finds great homes.
Well, that's good. You know what, then? Give him a puppy so he can find a home for it.
Instead of trading receivers.
All right. That was Throw Shade Thursday, 10:45 ESPN, 97.5. I want to talk about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. That's my peeps, Keith Tate. He is awesome. Keith Tate is the best at this, and he's been doing this for I don't know how long, but it is a goal. And go to the website, produnkhoops.com, and you can see how all the kids love it. The kids love it because they can actually enjoy it, as opposed to that 10-foot goal. I can't iterate enough how awesome it is for the kids, especially the younger kids, but the older kids too. I mean, they might not be able to get up 10 feet and dunk, but you can lower it up a foot at 9 feet, and the bigger kids can enjoy it even more. So they can have dunk contests, and they can play, and they can actually enjoy having that goal out there, as opposed to that 10-foot goal that you staple to the garage, and nobody uses it because it's just not any fun. This is so much more fun, and it's the best product in the market. You will love it. I'm telling you. We had one, and I got to tell you, it was the best, and the kids love playing and still love playing on it. So go to produnkhoops.com, start the process, produnkhoops.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Our guys can sure hit a ton. Yeah. Yeah. I think this makes a, this this will put them over the top today, though. I mean, you played the damn Texans song that's driving me nuts.
You asked me to do that.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you did.
You did it as torture.
You said...
You played the whole damn thing.
Well, because I had a remix to get out.
Well, you got
to
play this whole damn thing.
Doesn't bother me. You said, because that song is in my head, Football Time in Houston, it should be in everyone's head. That's why I played it.
Now, octave, can you get up here?
No, I can't. That's why I won't try.
You can't do it. Nobody can do it. This dude was on an oxygen tank. He gave me this song. He handed this to me. I was walking in a Minute Maid. It was 2003, 2001. When did it change over from Enron? 2003, whatever. It was right. Thank God it wasn't still Enron when he sang this. Because I'm telling you, there is nothing that doesn't apply to today that didn't apply to 2000. He didn't use any names, it's timeless.
It's an evergreen song.
It is.
I don't know if he did it on purpose, but it's a smart way of going about it.
As long as it's Minute Maid Park,
this song will
endure.
It will never be out of date.
Never. No, because it applies to our outfield is steady and strong.
Never mentions a specific name at all. It's perfect. It's a perfect Astros song.
It's the perfect song. It's the perfect, perfect song. Gosh.
Unless they get rid of the train.
So here's a tweet, Del. Good morning to nobody except the gays who hijacked the Proud Boys hashtag.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
Yeah.
If Proud Boys came more prominent with the president's his refusal to denounce them until later. He did do it later, but didn't do it during the debate. And the gay people were like, oh, okay, we found something here.
Yeah.
We're going to take this. And the Proud Boys, not thrilled that their hashtag is now associated with the gay lifestyle.
Proud Boys. Hashtag Proud Boys. The reclaiming of hashtag Proud Boys is wonderful. Here's me and my husband together for 20 years and married for 3. Both very proud boys. I love how she says, though, this was Jane, except the gays.
What do you mean?
She refers to them as the gays.
It seems weird.
That is kind of...
The gays.
I mean, if you're going to be, you know...
Yeah, I don't know.
Woke.
If it's not offensive to gay people, then I don't have a problem with it. But the gays...
The gays is...
It's weird. I've heard it before. It's just weird.
Yeah. No.
I would speak to people as individuals, not a group, but okay.
Here's an article that says women should beware of men with deep voices. How deep is your voice?
Not that deep.
Okay.
What happens?
Well, apparently you shouldn't be seduced by bass tones, according to scientists. They go hand in hand with infidelity.
Ooh.
If you want commitment, you need a man who squeaks.
Was Barry White loyal?
Barry loyal? I guess not. So, if you've got a deep voice, you're trying to get some on the side.
I haven't heard of a deep voice being a turn on in a while. Like, I know growing up, guys with the baritone, they got some love. But is that still a thing for women, guys with deep voices?
I don't know.
Does Joey Votto?
I haven't been a woman
in
a while.
Are you threatened because Joey Votto has a deep voice?
I've never heard Joey Votto talk.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I don't know what he sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know what he sounds like. What if he sounds like this?
Well, then.
And then, you know what?
What you worried about then?
Here's the thing. Yeah. I don't know. My wife would be like, sorry.
You're not manly enough.
Sorry, squeaky.
Uh-huh. There's nothing wrong with that type of voice, John.
No, she loves that voice.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, watch it, John.
A new study confirms smoking spliffs is bad for your health. Del.
People still call them spliffs?
I guess so.
It's smoking. You're inserting something, a foreign body, into your lungs. I imagine it's not great for you.
So, apparently, tobacco is bad for you, and so is marijuana.
Well, if you smoke it, your lungs aren't looking for smoke.
Did we need that study?
No, it's stupid. I'm not surprised. If you ingest your marijuana. I mean, there's gummies. There's candy. There are different ways of getting stuff done. You don't have to smoke it anymore.
Oh, I wish Ron DeSantis was our governor.
Why? Because he made it everyone can go into Hard Rock if they want.
Ron, Ron DeSantis gives clearance for full capacity stadiums in Florida.
Yeah, the Dolphins are saying, "Yeah, we'll keep it where we are. We don't want to." But yeah, that came down because the initial report from a South Florida reporter was like, "Hard Rock can now have a full 65,000." Then the DeSantis people are like, "Actually, hey, just so you're aware, it's not just for the Miami stadium; it's for all the stadiums." So, not that Florida State could fill up their stadium right now, considering how they're playing, but the Gators, the next time they're at home, if they beat A&M and people are excited, they can have 80K, whatever the hell that stadium holds.
Yeah. You think, okay, will Florida fill it up? Will the Gators fill it up?
College football, I think, has a real shot of filling it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they're just...
It's crazy.
Because they can't be dumber.
They're really good. Like, I don't think, even if the Dolphins, first of all, they're not good. Other thing is Tua's not playing. But even if they were good and Tua was playing, I don't think people would file in there and fill it up. I think, but college football fan, that's a different animal. Like if Alabama gets the okay.
Yeah. They'll fill that up.
They'll fill it up.
Yeah, they're too stupid. Knox County, Tennessee man is in jail. He caused nearly $30,000 in damages to a cemetery. He was trying to resurrect his grandmother. Apparently he missed her. He admitted to destroying some of the property in an attempt to resurrect his grandmother, who was buried there.
How long had she been there?
No one knows that.
Did he? I wonder what he gathered to make him believe he could get that done.
Oh, he was on some kind of acid.
You think drugs were a part of the equation?
You think?
I think he was completely sober.
Yeah.
He just read a couple witch books and thought to himself, I can do this. Yeah, I'm gonna go with meth. No, does meth make you want to raise your grandma? Yeah, I'm going to go with meth.
A man was shot twice in Johannesburg. It was an armed robbery. The robber apparently expressed disdain for his outdated cell phone.
So he shot a guy.
So he shot him twice because he didn't have a camera phone.
You know, some girls, I don't know why I said it like that, some women, girls, whatever, they don't like it if you don't have an iPhone. They don't like the green texting that comes back. So they take issue. Oh, you're a green texter.
Green texter. So whenever we got a group text and it's green. All right, who's got the green?
You immediately think less of the person.
Yes.
Some women don't want you to text them. I have the iPhone, so I don't have to worry about it. Some women don't want you
I'd
to text them.
I'd rather not get shot. What if he was trying to rob Lance and he saw him with his Fitbit? Oh.
He might decapitate Lance.
Right.
To prove a point.
He'd go OJ on him.
Oh, see?
What?
Alleged.
Apparently, Eskimo Pie ice cream bars are ditching their derogatory brand name.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this. The image of the Eskimo, they don't even like, Eskimo is not even the proper term, but they've ditched that. I think we talked about it. They took the imagery off the pie, right?
Right. But they've come up with a name.
What's it going to be called?
Edie's Pie. E-D-Y.
What does the ED stand for?
Edie. I don't know. It's a girl's name.
It's a name. I thought it was an acronym. Edie something.
Candy maker Joseph Edie.
Okay.
E-D-Y.
Didn't Land of Lakes do that too? Because they had a Native American logo and they've got away from it too. They had like a, I don't know what are they called? Squaws? Is that the term? I don't know what it's called. But they used to have a young Native American woman on the front of their butter. They're like, no, we're not doing that anymore either. So it's a thing now, except for the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, no, they don't care. They don't care. All right, we're done. Hey, hope you had fun today, and we're gonna have a lot more JJ talking. I would imagine, and Astros talk. Big day, Astros and Cougs tonight. We will talk about it all tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great day, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.